Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Getting Started with WebSphere Portal conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Anna Sue Clark Parker. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks very much, Chris, and welcome to today's Getting Started with WebSphere call. Many of you probably have been on other calls, the Getting Started for iSeries calls offered by iNation. Hopefully you're finding this extremely helpful to jumpstart your skills in the latest technology areas. Today's call will be concentrating on Getting Started with WebSphere Portal. Again, my name is Anna Sue Parker, and I work for the iSeries Advanced Technical Support Team, and I have teamed with Marcella Adan, who works for the iSeries Technical Enablement Center in Rochester. We have created a presentation concentrating on the Getting Started topic for today that will focus on WebSphere Portal Express product for iSeries. Hopefully all of you have found the presentation on the iSeries Nation website under the Getting Started tab and was able to download that presentation, and I will take you through that. During the next hour, I will discuss the business areas that the portal technology will address, explain the various products in the WebSphere Portal family, and how to get started with implementation of Portal on iSeries. So let's get started. For those of you who have the presentation, let's start on page 3. The problems are well known in your business today. You've got a lot of data, you've got many passwords, many applications, and in many cases, they don't integrate. Okay? We think that Portal technology will help address these problems. We have pushed information technology to end users in the form of new services, capabilities, and collaboration opportunities. While this has been great in offering new levels of productivity and business opportunity, it also has created some disconnection. And this disconnection can get costly in both time and money. So we think the solution to relieve some of these pain points is portal technology. As we move to page 4, while we've got various definitions of portal, sometimes people think the portal term is overused and can carry many definitions. We define portal in the terms of the function that it provides. At a high level, a portal basically provides a single point of personalized interaction with applications, content, processes, and people. A single point of access eases the usage and administration burden, while the personalized and customization interaction to a variety of resources improves the user productivity. The portal technology is targeted to different user communities to help solve some of the problems we described on the previous page. That includes your corporate employees. Many people use corporate employees as a starting point in providing them key access to business resources in the form of business-to-enterprise portal. We also have a community of trading partners and suppliers, and we help them integrate directly with ordering and distribution and inventory systems. We also have your clients, providing them with ease-of-use environment to access product, services, and support information when and where they are needed, forming a business-to-consumer portal. As a part of IBM's WebSphere software platform, the IBM WebSphere Portal family allows people to interact with an on-demand world in a personalized way, offering secure single point of access through the web for information, business applications, and accessing other people inside or outside your business. By providing a portal solution, we can improve productivity, cut costs, and strengthen relationships. Now, a great example of this is first, as we turn to page 5, is looking at IBM. As you know, IBM employs thousands of people around the world with unique needs. We each have unique needs as we do our requirements of our jobs. We communicate with you, our customers, and present our solutions. We collaborate with other team members. We have to track sales opportunities, and we're always traveling. A typical desktop consists of many fat clients accessing to many of our line of business applications, such as CRM or Siebel application or online travel, or maybe a web conference to accomplish many of the tasks we do from day to day. Now, you'll see how Portal has helped solve some of the problems we have here at IBM as we go to the next page, page 6. Here is the result of IBM's transformation for its corporate information technology assets. It's the on-demand workplace that we have then implemented, a real-world portal used by thousands of IBM employees, including myself, around the world. Frequently accessed on a daily basis, some of these applications, depending on your role and your responsibility on IBM, we access this through a general portal here, the on-demand workplace, to access news, industry, corporate news, company strategy, education, and when we need to find other people, we use something called Blue Pages, and that's what and that is based on the People Finder piece of code. This portal is actually personalized to IBM employees. I have one that says Anna Sue Parker's on-demand workplace, and the example you see here, we took advantage of Kevin Larson, the on-demand workplace, and showing you how on a portal page, we have a home page, a work page, and a career and life page, but on the work page, you can access local information such as Rochester News as well as other applications. Now, I want to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about one of the powers of using a portal. One of the powerful parts of portal is, in part, by using something called portlets. A portlet is basically an application that is hosted by a portal. For example, getting our local information about a local news, whether it's in Rochester or here with me in Dallas, or maybe using Blue Pages application to find other people. Again, these are portlets, and we can use several portlets on a portal page. Similar portlets may be even grouped into a portlet application. Again, the power of portal is greatly in part by using these portlets to assemble a portal page. As we talk a little bit more about the architecture, let's move to page 7. This slide shows basically the core architecture of WebSphere Portal. We have a family of products in the WebSphere Portal family, and they all have the same core architecture made up of components, which is the heart of WebSphere Portal, components such as J2EE, basically Java standards. WebSphere Application Server is the underlying platform for WebSphere Portal, so we're all Java-based using J2EE standards. We also have a portlet container and services, which is where our portal applications actually run and provides built-in services for administration of your application, access control, and collaboration. Then there's the page aggregation component. Think of that as the look and feel and maybe even the brains of the portal responsible on who's going to access the portal and what applications are available and determining authorization and constructing a portal page. So all of these components, combined with the portal platform architecture, which is integrated with other capabilities such as our database, our DB2 database, and for directory services, LDAP, all this provides an enterprise solution. As we move to page 8, I mentioned the Portal family of products. Today, Portal version 5, WebSphere Portal version 5 family, consists of four products: Enable and Extend, Express, and Express Plus. Extend is a superset of Enable, and Express Plus is a superset of Express. The products and components that you see here on this slide, the ones that are highlighted in red, such as personalization capabilities, translation server, these are some components that are in Enable and Extend that are not available in Express and Express Plus. But again, I want to emphasize the core portal architecture that I described in the previous screen is the underlying basis for all the products. The products that are supported on the iSeries consist of WebSphere Portal Express, and the official name of it is WebSphere Portal Express for Multi-Platforms and WebSphere Portal Express Plus for Multi-Platforms for iSeries. These products provide middleware, development tools, and ready to deploy applications that help you create your first portal. So on the right side of the screen with Express and Express Plus are the two products that are supported on iSeries. The Express Plus includes everything that is in Express with an additional support for some restrictive license on limited license for Domino Enterprise Server, instant messaging and web conferencing, formerly known as Same Time, and Team Workplace, formerly QuickPlace. If we move on now to the next section on page 9, we'll start talking about some of the packaging in this topic on how do you get portals for iSeries. WebSphere Portal Express for Multi-Platform was announced for iSeries late last year and became available early part of 2004. On page 10, again, both Portal Express and Portal Express Plus can be deployed on your iSeries servers, and the operating system versions supported are OS 400 version 5 release 2 or i5OS, the latest operating system, i5OS version 5 release 3. While leveraging the power of Portal and ease-of-use features, iSeries integrates simplified portal configuration and administration features not found in other platforms, allowing you to quickly deploy and configure your first portal. We have bundled applications and components that allow you to manage documents, collaborate with users, and share information. And we have some flexible licensing options that allow you to create a flexible portal targeted towards specific user base. In regards to packaging and license, if you have an iSeries 825, 870, 890, or the new i5-520 with Enterprise Edition, if you've bought Enterprise Edition models of each one of these, we will include in Enterprise Edition a 20-user license, and with the new i5-550 Enterprise Edition includes 40-user license, and the 570 will include a 60-user license. For web, and that is user license for WebSphere Portal Express Plus for multi-platform. Okay, now at the bottom of that screen, I do want to point out a website that those of you who have iSeries models that are Enterprise Edition, many of you may be entitled to some services and education vouchers. Please check the website to verify what type of entitlement you have. Let's move on to page 11. On this page, you'll see a list of the software components that are required to deploy the portal framework. That includes the middleware, development tools, and ready-to-deploy applications. On the iSeries, we have an integrated platform, as you well know, with many software components already integrated and tested. For example, if you notice on that page in the blue boxes, you see OS 400, your operating system, I guess we should say OS 400, and also include i5OS on that line. But we also include the IBM HTTP server powered by Apache. We include directory services in the form of an LDAP server, and we also include our integrated database. All these are needed to support our portal product. Also, I wanted to point out in the HTTP server is the GUI IBM Web Administration for iSeries that will assist us with configuration. So all this is already, what's in blue is integrated with the operating system and required by Portal. Now what you see in purple, it's the Portal Express for Multi-Platforms version 5 components. At the core of Portal Express is the framework for Portal that integrates with the HTTP server to process Portal requests from your browser. The Portal server, again, will communicate with directory services for Domino LDAP server, for user authentication, and also DB2 for portal configuration information. I wanted to point out that, like I said, the core of the Portal Express is actually the WebSphere application server code and that includes an extra piece called the Enterprise Enablement. Now, the version of WebSphere Application Server needed to support Portal Server is WAS Base version 5 or WAS Network Deployment. The WebSphere Application Server Express product does not support the Portal Server. Just because they both have Express in their name doesn't mean they support one another. So WAS Base and WAS Network Deployment is what is needed. And again, we need to include an extra piece called the WAS 5.0 Enterprise Enablement to give our WebSphere Application Server some more extensions to support our actually core portal code. Okay, we also include as part of the package some business some resources included with Portal, or the business portlets that allow you to portal enable various productivity applications, some collaboration products, collaborative portlets, Lotus Collaborative components, as well as Collaboration Center. For development of custom portlets, we include the IBM Portal Toolkit for developing and testing and deploying your portlets. We also include a license of WebSphere Studio Site Developer. Now, the Portal Toolkit can be used with WebSphere Studio Site Developer, or it can be used as a plug-in to WebSphere Development Studio client. So in yellow, you will see noted a WebSphere Portal Express Plus. So all the components in WebSphere Portal are included with Express Plus, in addition to some key applications for Domino Enterprise Server, the Lotus Instant Messaging and Web Conferencing, that was known as QuickPlace, the Team Workspace, formerly known as QuickPlace. I think I mentioned the instant messaging. Did I say QuickPlace? That should be same time. And then the collaborative components are also there within the portal. That's in yellow. So for a customer that may be already implementing Domino servers today, and you already have your instant messaging and your workplace, Express may be the product that you will need, not necessarily Express Plus. If you're just beginning in both of the areas, perhaps Express Plus, especially if you're in the Enterprise Edition, that will give you a limited license for the Lotus server products. Let's move on to now to get started with Portal Express. Let's talk about some planning, installation, and configuration. And we'll briefly talk about what you need in those areas. So as we move to page 13, to meet some of our customer requirements to simplify installation, configuration, maintenance, and hardware sizing, IBM focused on integration and ease of use. First, we recommend that as you're starting to implement this type of solution, make sure you have sized your and estimated the proper iSeries configuration for your portal requirements. We have a tool called, an easy-to-use tool called the Workload Estimator. The website's listed there. We encourage you to use that. When you configure or your workloads, you're able to add not only your portal workloads, but perhaps other workloads that you may have on your system. Portal installation has been enhanced with the familiar look and feel of the install shield. And this install shield is used, it's the same install shield as if you would install Portal on other platforms. So just with a few clicks of a mouse, you can actually quickly install your Portal code. We've also developed specifically for iSeries. You may have already used the IBM Web Administration for iSeries product. It's a wizard that's built in, 5722DG1, the HTTP server product. And we've included some wizards to help you get your first portal and your second and your third portal up and running quickly. We even have got that down to two clicks if you just need a proof of concept to create demos or a proof of concept, then we can create a portal on very quickly. Okay, before we start discussing the installation configuration, we must first go through a planning stage for portal information, or before our portal installation. I cannot emphasize how much the planning stage is very important to get everything lined up. And where do you get started? If you take a look on page 14, we do have a couple of red books. One in particular is fairly new. It's a new red book specifically for WebSphere Portal Express and Express Plus for iSeries, SG246096. I encourage you to get this book. It's new. It's very detailed and comprehensive, and it even has examples with it. Complement that with going to the Info Center to find links, and the Info Center links are at the end of this presentation. For those of you who are using Lotus products, the WebSphere Portal, we complement our Portal Red Book with the Lotus Collaboration and WebSphere Portal Integration Red Book that is available. I found it on the website. It's still in draft, but it is on the website. So, again, this is also a new red book, SG246337. All right, so start your planning. We're going to talk about some other areas as we move to page 15. We need to plan to make sure we got the proper hardware requirements. Again, use Workload Estimator to estimate the workload you will put on your iSeries, especially if you're looking at new iSeries products. Minimum hardware requirements basically are listed here on this page. You'll see 750 CPW, a couple of gigs of memory. 750, again, is minimum requirements per portal and server instance. So if you want multiples of these, you will be sizing accordingly. Okay, and don't forget, you may have other workloads that are running on the same system. The portal may be accessed for web or web-facing portlets, and so don't forget about as you're sizing this. You may have other applications to support those capabilities that you're including in your portal. Again, these are minimum requirements, so certainly check all our websites on requirements for hardware. Let's move on to page 16 and for software prereqs for portal. This is actually prereqs for portal, and the first bullet is OS 400 V5R2. It is supported also in i5OS V5R3. Also, you know, make sure you go through this checklist and you have all your software, all the various options in SS1. You also have your HTTP server, TCP, IP utilities. Portal does require that you have WebSphere Application Server version 5, either base or network deployment. When you get your portal server code, WebSphere Application Server base is included with your portal code, as well as the enterprise enablement, which is option 10 of your WAS server. So before you install Portal, and we're going to go through our sequence of install in a moment, but you will have to make sure your WAS server is installed. For the most up-to-date information, I encourage you to use the link at the bottom of page 16 for information on this web. This is a website that has information for all the Portal family, and it will have links to other websites. So make sure you do select the WebSphere Portal Express for multi-platforms, and then you'll see iSeries in parentheses. Select the correct version corresponding to the portal version you're about to install. And this is a website you'll find hardware and software requirements. And if we move to page 17, you'll also find some release notes in README. The latest version of WebSphere Portal for Express for iSeries is version 5.0.2.2. And so we encourage you to check the websites. Again, this is the same link, but then you will go down and look at release notes or fixed pack information and make sure you do select the multi-platform for iSeries corresponding item for iSeries. Okay, so part of planning is obtaining PTF information prior to installation. We encourage you to have all this information ready so when you start your install, you don't have to take time out and go order PTS. So again, make sure you do check release notes, and I'll show you a great page for PTF information. Let's move to page 18. I mentioned that the portal server code must have WebSphere application server as a base core for that, but we also need to add something to the WAS server, and that's called Enterprise Enablement. This gives us the extensions we need in WAS to support Portal. When you receive your Portal software package, you should receive CDs for Enterprise Enablement. And when you install those, you will have a choice of installing option 10 or 11. 10 will be for WAS base, and 11 will be for WAS ND. You won't install both. You'll install one or the other. And there are also a PTF and fix packs. And if you go to the website at the bottom of this page, you can find all the information for support and the fixes depending on your operating system and the version of Portal that you have. At the bottom of this page, on page 18, this is a key website. And if we'll flip to page 19, here's an example of a page on this website. I encourage you here on page 19 to go to this website, ibm.com/server/eServer/iSeries/software/WebSphere/portal. This is dog-ear this, if you have printed off this presentation, dog-ear this page, or if you can go put this in your URL and bookmark this website. This is the main website for Portal on iSeries information. From an overview to fixes to education classes, we're listing everything on this website. The screenshot I've taken here on page 19 of our presentation is a screenshot of the support tab. You see an overview, key benefits, products, getting started, and support. If you click on the support tab, you will see some sub-tabs for documentation, FAQs, fixes, resources, and if you click on fixes, it's where you'll find the latest PTS information for Portal Express on iSeries. Also notice at the bottom of that page, there's tables that have been assembled, and you need to correspond your operating system, whether it's OS 400 5.2 or i5 OS 5.3, with the Portal version, and then select the table or tables. For example, i5 OS 5.3 with Portal 5.0.2.2, you'll see Table 3 and Table 4 apply to that combination. Now, as you're installing Portal, if you have received your Portal code, Portal Express code for your iSeries, we recommend that you do install the latest version, which is 5.0.2.2. If you haven't installed anything, make sure you get the latest code. And if you don't have that and you're on a maintenance agreement, you should be able to contact Passport and get the latest media for 5.0.2.2. Let's move on to page 20. And I'm going to have to talk a little faster, so I apologize for that, to make it through the presentation. Okay, you'll get a bunch of CDs. So you'll get a couple of CDs for the Portal server, and you also will get CDs for your WebSphere application server and your Enterprise Enablement. Again, check the website for proper information. Now let's move on to page 21. Before you begin your install, you will need to plan on which way you want to do the install. You can install locally. Local install means you're going to drop your CDs actually in your iSeries CD drive, your local CD drive, go to your green screens, and issue QShell commands to actually do the install. Remote install, which I think most people use, from a Windows 2000 or an XP workstation. Piece of advice, don't use Windows NT. But from Windows 2000 or XP workstation, you can use the workstation CD drive. Drop your CDs into the CD drive of Windows, and the install shield typically will have an automatic startup And then you just walk through the screens, and I'll show you that. All right. What I will go through in this presentation, I will cover the installation of the Enterprise Enablement and Portal Server using a remote install as we continue through the presentation. I will not cover the installation of WebSphere Application Server. We have information on InfoCenter and Redbooks for installing WAS servers. Page 22, this is kind of a quick overview of the steps you need to take as we walk through the rest of the presentations on getting everything installed. Step one is to validate your hardware and software prereqs for Portal, making sure you have the proper OS level. You've got group PTF for LDAP, your system QM tapes, PTF maybe for TCP/IP or DB2. You need to make sure your WebSphere application server, whether that's base or network deployment, is installed and install group PTS for either one of those. I recommend after step three, you might put a little star there, that you run a test here. Create a simple WebSphere application server instance and perhaps even use Snoop just to test. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, just to validate that your WAS server installed and is working. Then you will install the Enterprise Enablement for WAS, and that again, that's option 10 or 11. Then install the group PTS that's called WebSphere Portal Express or Express Plus Service Pack. Okay, all this information can be found, again, on that Fixes website. We saw a couple of slides back. And then finally, you will install the Portal Express server. So make sure you kind of get all these ducks lined up in a row because it's much easier to get on all the proper, if you go through these steps, to get everything in order and then install your Express server, Portal Express server. So, if we move to page 23, the next several pages are all screenshots of installing. First, we'll start with the install of Enterprise Enablement. We're using a remote install GUI. You need to stop your subsystem. If you've got a WebSphere application server subsystem running, make sure that is stopped. Drop your Enterprise Enablement CD in your CD drive. Hopefully that will have, it will start up immediately, and then you'll be prompted to sign on to the server, and the system it's asking for is your iSeries server. So you need to make sure, of course, you've got TCP/IP and everything set up. And then sign on with a valid user ID and password with all object authority and job control, and then you'll be asked for language support. On the next page, page 24, you will get a welcome screen for Enterprise Enablement through the Install Shield and the licensing agreement. You'll click OK. I'll agree to that and click Next on page 25. You'll then select the version of the WebSphere Enterprise Enablement, option 10 or option 11. Again, option 10 for base and option 11 for network deployment. Click Next. It will say give you a verify screen. And then we move to page 26 of the presentation, and you will see the install progression bar go across. And then when it's complete, it will give you a confirmation panel. So that's all there is to installing Enterprise Enablement. We move to page 27. After installing Enterprise Enablement, there is the Portal Express and Express Plus service pack that you will need to install. Again, check the release notes and PTF websites. There's also an install log you can take a look at and verify everything is okay. And you can also do a Go license program and display your install license program. And this option 10 or option 11 will display under 5733WS5, which is your WebSphere application server program product number. You should see an option 10 and 11 as well as your other options, base 1, 2, and perhaps 3. As we move to page 26 of the presentation, now we're ready to install the actual portal code. And again, we're using the remote install. So on this page, you'll see you need to change a couple of job descriptions for remote command and restart host server. Verify you do have a good IP connection and insert these. We'll have two CDs for the portal server installed. The first one's called Setup CD. Put that in your PC. On page 29, If auto run is enabled, your install shield should start automatically. If it is not, then you can certainly go in your Windows Explorer and find the file called install400.bat and click on run. Again, you will get prompted, much like before, to sign on to the system with a valid ID and password and select the language. As we move to page 30 in our presentation, as the portal install shield is running, or the portal installer, and by the way, this installer is the same installer you would see if you were installing it on other platforms such as Windows. You'll see a welcome screen, license agreement, page 31. Page 31 shows a screenshot of a kind of a key configuration screen. This is where you can select to just install the portal code, or you could install and configure. It is recommended that you select install only. Okay, again, this is a common wizard, and that's why you see both options here. Typically on a different platform, they would probably use configure, install and configure. But for iSeries, we recommend you select install only on this base configuration option. Okay. We're going to do the configuration using our IBM web administration wizard that's specifically for iSeries. So as we go to the next slide, page 32, once we say install only, at this point the installer will perform the prereq checking for, just make sure portal's not installed and your user has all object authority and you get the proper OS levels. You will get a verify screen saying, okay, are you sure you just want to install portal and not do install and configure? You say click next, and on page 33, you will be prompted to insert the CD and click next. And again, the first CD is set up. And then when that is completed, you'll be prompted for your second CD, number two, or CD image, whether you've got hard media or CD image. All right, on page 34, you basically will get a progression screen of loading code and then finally a successful install screen. When you click finish on that screen, it will close the install wizard. So how do you know if the portal code actually got installed? On page 35, the WebSphere Portal Express code is not installed, as you've just seen, with Restore License Program, and so it's not recognized as a license program product in Display Software Resources or Work with License Program menus. So how do you find out if it's installed? Go to iSeries Navigator to verify the product is installed. Okay, and basically you will do an inventory through iSeries Navigator. Select your system and do an inventory of your software. Once that is complete, you'll notice on the next page, it's a screenshot of iSeries Navigator, that under Management Central, and then you go into Open Endpoints, expand your server, Configuration and Services, and under Software Inventory, you should see Install Products, and that's where you would find the portal server. I also usually check the path names that's in under QIBM, prod data, and user data to make sure we have portal directories there. All right, and that pretty much completes the installation piece. So on page 27, we've got a few best practices, and you might call that lessons learned, and unfortunately they're learned the hard way. Keywords on this page is planning, read Information Center and notes carefully, and certainly size your hardware. Now, this will take a while, so allocate a few hours to get all PTS on and all the installation procedures thoroughly completed. Test the environment. We recommend to start simple and maybe set up a test environment with maybe in a separate partition, or maybe you just set up a test area on your system today. And lastly, follow the setup instructions to the word, all steps. Don't be like me and read just the steps you like and use those, because that can cause problems. We encourage you on the first install to be done, like I said, in a test mode, a proof of concept, to keep it simple. Okay? So the install software is complete, and we'll move to page 38 and talk about configuration. Luckily on iSeries, we have a WebSphere portal wizard that has been included in the iSeries web administration tools that reduces many, many tasks. You'll see, close to 200 documented steps. We have reduced those to just, between 15 and 20, actually, steps. And we even have a one-step wizard where it doesn't configure LDAP or single sign-on or EIM. When we talk about security, that's what we're referring to. Okay, so the wizard actually hides a lot of the complexity that if you install this and maintain on a different platform, that all that complexity you would see. Page 39. Perhaps this slide should be in the planning section, but before you start into the portal configuration wizard, highly suggest that you go to the website on this page and get this checklist, whether you print the page. I even put it into a document so I would have it later on. But you want this worksheet. Go through this worksheet because it asks you every parameter that would be contained in the portal wizard. It's a great place to start. For example, if you're going to configure security, you need to make sure you have some LDAP parameters ready to put in the portal configuration. So this planning sheet, as you walk through it, will help you prepare. And so when you go through the wizard and configuring your portal server, the input flows very smooth and very quickly. So it's a great place to start with this worksheet. All right, page 40. Page 40 is where we're actually getting into the portal configuration wizard. It can be accessed from the HTTP server powered by Apache. It's the Star Admin server instance, and we've talked about that in other Getting Started sessions, but basically accessed from your URL going to your iSeries hostname :port2000. After a couple clicks, you'll get into the wizards here, and we have a create portal option and a create portal one step. The one step, again, is mainly for proof of concept demos. It takes many assumptions. I suggest if you use the one step, you need to know what you're doing. Maybe partners might want to use a one step to quickly configure a proof of concept. But if you're starting for the first time, click on either on the left side, create WebSphere portal, or in the main page. And then that will take you to page 41 of our slide deck, creating the WebSphere application server. You need a unique name. Portal runs as a WebSphere application server instance. So give this a unique portal name to identify your portal server. Moving on to page 42, you'll see in these slides you're basically configuring a new HTTP server powered by Apache. Give that a name, an IP address, and the port to be listened on page 43. This is a snapshot of, again, if you have your worksheet and you have it filled out, you'll have all this information ready to go and just plug in. On page 43, the WebSphere application servers use internal services such as Simple Object Application Protocol, SOAP, or a WebSphere application full function console. All these services are embedded in WebSphere application server, and you need to allocate ports. So you select the first port in that range and move on to page 44. And the next screen you'll be creating will have to do with your creating your DB2 database for portal. So select a name for your portal database. It can be local or it could be remote. Okay? And you will specify a unique user ID and password that will actually own this portal database. On page 45 of your presentation, you will be creating a URL path and proxy server. Basically, to access your portal, you can set up the use default path, or if you want to modify that, it basically has to do with what you'll be typing in your URL path, or you could just use your default. If you're going to be accessing data outside your intranet, you will configure a proxy server. We move on to page 46. This is where you will select the portlets that are shipped with Portal Express. We ship many portlets and applications with Portal Express Plus, a quick note about the Lotus Collaboration Center. You will always see that grayed out as you create your portal server, because we've changed this a little bit. The Collaboration Center will only install into the path of an existing portal, and it has its own configuration tool. And the result is basically when you install Lotus Collaboration Center, you will have a Lotus Workplace. Also notice when you're configuring, deploying, you're selecting which portlets to deploy on this page. iSeries Access portlets, they are new with the iSeries Access web functions, including portlets for iSeries Access functions. A suggestion here is that when you're configuring a portal server for the first time, is maybe keep it simple and select maybe only your business portlets. You can add other portlets later. But if you are ready to add things such as your Lotus Collaboration portlets, if you select those and move on to page 47 of our slide deck, you'll be prompted for more information for your Lotus Collaboration portlets. For example, it'll want to know the server name for your same time or QuickPlace servers. So again, you would have to have those type of servers already set up, because it actually checks and validates that they are valid names. Moving on to page 48, you can enable your portals to be secure with user IDs and passwords, and that is using LDAP or IBM Directory Services. Again, that is packaged with OS 400. If you select not to secure server, you won't see any more security screens, but if you say yes, as noted in this slide, you will have to enter in your LDAP host server name, and you will have some follow-on slides that I didn't take pictures of here, but you will have to know the LDAP admin password, for example. And again, if you fill out the worksheet, you'll have all this information ready to go before you even start this wizard, okay? And if you are configuring security, if we move on to slide 49, you will see you'll have a single sign-on and extending your LDAP server and also using EIM. And on page 50, basically here's a summary page of your configuration of your portal server. You have several tabs here to verify what you've configured. You're able to print a summary. And if we move to page 51, you'll see even if you click on a tab, for example, deploying portlets, if you don't want to deploy those, when you hit the Finish tab, when you hit Finish, we'll actually go out and create your server, your application server, your HTTP server, and deploy your portlet. So you can adjust those as needed. So as we move on the next couple of slides, page 52 and page 53, the point I want to make here is we do not have a Manage tab within this admin wizard to manage portal servers. Since Portal Server is a WebSphere application server, you'll notice on page 52 it is noted under the version as WAS V5 and then Portal in parentheses. And if you click on the actual server name on page 53, you'll see information here on, you'll notice here the little icons, HTTP Server, Web Application Server, Portal Config, Database Config, Deploying Portlets, and Security. You actually see this screen when the portal server is being configured, and it will kind of note each phase it's in as it's doing the configuration. Okay, now, speaking of administration of your portal, on page 54, when your portal is up and running and you go to your website and you put in your host name and port /WPS/portal, you will go to a website, and in the top right-hand side you will see one of the options is to select something called administration. If you have a valid user ID and password to be a portal administrator, you can basically get into a section of your portal with a group of portlets, administrative portlets, that offer user and group management, page layout and design, managing pages, defining portlets, deploying portlets. If we move to page 55, you'll see the various options that are under portal administration. There's an entire class on just portal administration you'll see at the end of the presentation. But this is the area, and if you look kind of in the middle of the page under administration, you can manage your pages, create pages, install portlets, This may be where you might, if you have a web-facing portlet, you may install and deploy the portlet from this interface, as well as accessing, defining users and permissions, who can get to what and when they can get to it, as well as portal settings and analysis. It's a very, very powerful admin tool. Okay, our last section here is talking about what's next. Now, what can you do with Portal? As we move to page 57, Portal contains many wizards. These portlets are pre-configured for collaboration, for document management. Document viewers include, if you have access to the web, we have the access to web portlets and connecting to our back-end resources. Connecting to our back-end resources is a very key component for most of you. And again, I wanted to point out that all of this on this page is ready to use, no programming required, and extra stuff to buy, portlets contained right out of the box. I know I'm kind of running out of time here, so very quickly, page 58, we can do iSeries integration with the portlets for web-facing tool. You'll see a picture of that at the top right, for hats, as well as access for web. The next few screens, page 59, 60, and 61, were basically some screen captures of using the access for web portlets inside your portal. And on 61, I wanted to point out, even for printing, we're actually incorporating some cooperative portlet technology and click to action to enable some actions if you on the little icons, for example, send printer, iSeries printer output is enabled with some capabilities that are built into Portal. On page 52, if you need more portlets, please check the website for we've got almost 1,000 extra portlets. Some are free, some are fee-based. Okay, let's move on to the next section and talk about kind of where you can get more info. There is a presentation out on something called the iSeries College. If you'll move to page 64 in your slides, the iSeries College, a well-kept secret in IBM, are our IBM web lectures, and that includes the iSeries College. My colleague Marcella and her team have put a wonderful lecture that includes this information plus a lot more in the iSeries College on Portal. And this also includes some viewlets or screen cams showing actually work being done, and many of them are narrated. So how do you access that? Go to the website you see on this page and make sure you register to create a user ID. And if we'll move to page 65, when you sign in to your iSeries College, you can select the WebSphere on iSeries and expand to the lecture called Building a Total Solution Out of the Box. You click on Start and download the zip presentation that includes the lecture and demos. Why would you need this? Perhaps you have a colleague or a manager you need to show some out-of-the-box capability of Portal. This is a great way to do it, to download the zip file and just run through some of the screen cams or viewlets. If you need education, as you move to page 66, I wanted to highlight, again, going to the main Portal, WebSphere on Portal on iSeries page, and two in particular classes are for implementation and administration. So with that, I'm going to close this presentation. And Chris, if you're there, I'd like to open it up for questions. I think you have a survey question we need to do before when we have just a couple of minutes for questions. And I apologize for the delay, but we had a lot of information to go through.
Thank you, Ms. Parker. At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touchtone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our question for today is, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Anna Sue's chat? Star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, star 4 for no value. Once again, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Anna Sue's chat? star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, star 4 for of no value. That concludes today's electronic survey. At this time, we will open the floor to your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. Once again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1.
Just want to take a moment here before we have questions to remind you that we do have some more Getting Started with I series. We have our last one in this lecture series called Getting Started with Web Services that will be held at the same time next week. Chris, have we got any questions?
We do have a question from Dana Champion with Image Technical System.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, this is Andy Heller, actually a colleague of hers. We're a business part of IBM's, and I just have a question for you. What is a reasonable estimated installation and configuration time to get through basically what she had gone through in today's presentation?
Basic installation time, is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, what is a reasonable expectation as far as the level of effort?
Well, it just... you could do it all, you know, if you want to allocate a day, if you've got everything, depending on, again, if you're installing WebSphere and your group PTS, what I have, my experience is inevitably we'll miss a PTS and we got to go off and order it, and that might take an hour or a day depending on order time. But if you have everything sitting in front of you,
yeah,
you could very easily get through the install. If you allocate a day, that shouldn't be a problem from beginning to end. The installation of Portal Server itself, Marcella, help me out. How long does that take?
About 40 minutes, 1 hour, depending if it's local or remote. So
right.
the enterprise enablement install, portal install, about 1 hour each. Mm-hmm. Portal instance configuration, about 3 hours. And as Sue says, the key here is the planning and the installing of the prerequisite software and group PTS.
And once you get to your configuration screens, to configure your portal may take, I've seen it take an hour, I've seen it take 2 hours, depending on machine and how many people are on and so forth.
Okay, and in terms of planning a portal install, I saw you had a sizing tool up there in the presentation, but for people with, you know, a current iSeries, is there some minimum specs or requirements that we can kind of gather from them to make sure that a portal installation, you know, meets those needs?
Well, we have a minimum spec, for example, to start out with of 750 CPW. That is so minimum. I know I would feel more comfortable if you had 1,000 CPW right off the bat. Does that and just to have that spare just to get started? Many customers don't. You know, you need to have that for sure, as well as a couple of gigs of memory. That's very key.
Okay.
And that's just for Portal, not considering the current workload that you may have on the system.
Right. If you have 2 gigs now and you're running at 80%. Yeah, so you don't have 2 gigs available.
Okay.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 for any final questions.
Just also, our emails, Marcella and my email, are both on the front page of the presentation. You're welcome to send us emails if you still have questions that we don't cover today.
And Ms. Parker, it appears we have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I know we went a little bit over. We had a lot of information to cover, and I know there are some areas we wanted to do more, but with limited time. I encourage you to get the information, the latest red books, go to the iSeries College, especially for partners. If you're looking to introduce your customers to Portal, download the presentation with the demonstrations that are canned that you could take and use, or maybe you've got to sell your manager on this. Maybe you could use that as well. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Again, a reminder that another Getting Started for iSeries with Web Services is next week. Thank you again.
Once again, this does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.